Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? Welcome, critters, to yet another revival episode of my podcast. I think it's carried three names so far and has been sitting on the back stove and in the fridge and in the back of my mind for years. You'll find some earlier episodes still up, recorded last year in 2022, that I'll leave there for some more up-to-date context of what I've been doing. And I'll leave those there as I clean the story up. And if you just prefer to start with me at the new beginning where we are right now, and hopefully with some more structure, then by all means, leave the old episodes. Let's see. Finding the beginning of a story isn't always as easy as once upon a time. It works for most, but that time was either 33 years ago, or maybe 20 years ago, or 3 years ago, depending on, well, where you really want to begin. But I will try to keep it short. 33 years ago, I was born in the Netherlands. Nothing out of the ordinary, really. Safe, relatively happy childhood, a good and well-loving family, friends, summer vacations in the south of France, which sounds very fancy, but at the time was normal. Also, it was camping trips, relax. I hated school, though, but that is a topic that we'll likely revisit later on. If we fast forward to my 14th birthday, so about 19 years ago, that party was an uncomfortable mix of celebrating with my childhood friends, trying to impress potential new, far more popular friends, and at the same time saying goodbye to all of them, because my family would soon be moving far away. Our belongings packed like Tetris pieces into a shipping container and a few suitcases, and off we went. Mom, dad, brother, dog, and myself, of course. My world expanded enormously and practically overnight. I had always been a bit of an outcast, but I never could imagine that I would find myself so utterly different from the people who were supposed to be my peers. Different language, different culture, different foods, colors, smells. Not quite an outcast anymore, but definitely an outsider. Welcomed, but too hesitant to really come any closer. One foot in the circle and one firmly planted outside of it. I was not from here, and the nickname I was given made sure that I would not forget that. Gringa, foreigner. Did you know that there is not only a use, but a necessity for black sheep in a herd? It's to keep the herd from spooking too easily, to get used to shadows moving alongside and among them. The difference of a few helps safeguard the entire herd. Kind of like exposure therapy, in a sense. Now, I was told this by a spinster, not far away, nor many years ago, but somewhat ironically just a few miles from where I live right now, back in the Netherlands. And only a few weeks ago. For so long, I lived with my differences, be they innate or cultural, thinking I should downplay them somehow or mold them to fit in more easily in whatever landscape I found myself in. And now it turns out that, yes, my differences might spook some people, but it serves a purpose. So to all my fellow black sheep out there, please keep your head up and your wool dark and dry. You are not flawed, you are not less desirable, and you are certainly not worth less. You are protection with a capital P. It is, of course, unfortunate that a lot of people do spook at differences, but hey, that is neither your fault, nor is it your responsibility. Now, I did promise that I would keep this short, so for now, consider your view of black sheep and their role within the herd, and maybe you'll see them and likely yourself through kinder eyes. Think of what your differences have meant to you in the past and how this potential new point of view impacts how you feel about them. Maybe even make a little list. Jot down each of your pain points in regards to your differences, and then let them evolve into something new in light of the black sheep's role. Write the new way you see or feel your differences. So, for example, from I feel like I will never belong to I am of vital importance to the herd, which means I definitely belong. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.